Part 1. Cheyenne, Wyoming, Friday afternoon. Maggie checks her watch. She yawns, loud, and the hand covering her mouth turns it into a really bad imitation of a Native American war cry. That's insensitive. Her bassist, Brent, doesn't look at her, doesn't take his eyes off the rodeo action in the Frontier Park Arena. He's already dressed for their gig tonight. Snap front plaid shirt. Tall, in Wranglers, frayed and slit at the side hem over his scuffed boots, brown hair short and spiky with gel, horn-rimmed glasses, reminiscent of Buddy Holly. It's Maggie's first time at Wyoming's Cheyenne Frontier Days. She's already sick of cowboys, sick of horses, tired of big belt buckles and 10-gallon hats. She's seen enough of them to last her a lifetime. Besides growing up in the country outside Austin, she's dragged ass all over the U.S. of A. the entire summer to every fair, festival, and rodeo she and the band could make between repair stops in their decrepit 9-passenger van. That's what you get when you play Americana. Folk, alt-country, whatever you want to call it. The people with a taste for it frequent the bumpkin events. She lifts a hand to Brent, as in, talk to the hand, as in, Maggie don't give a flip, bucko. The rodeo is in full swing, this being Friday, and the championship round only 2 days away. I need food. Go get some. You have any cash? He scowls at her, digs in his wallet, and hands her a 10. And a beer. You still owe me from South Dakota. Maggie, one of only 2 women in the 5-musician band, is broke. She's needed every dime she's made to keep her dream alive since she ran off to be a star at 17. Now, 5 hard years later, her agent, Larry, and the record company have sent her out on the road to promote her sophomore album, Texana, with 4 virtual strangers to back her. It's make-or-break time. They're pulling a trailer full of their equipment and luggage, so there's room in the van for the albums, T-shirts, and CDs they take turns hawking at every show. She's this close to congratulating her dad on being right that her path to the stars was a road straight to hell, just as he'd predicted, tucking tail and hot-footing back to Giddings, Texas, where she'll do God knows what, doesn't sound as bad as it used to. 6 months. She'll give it 6 more months. Then she's done. Maggie socks Brent in the arm. Come on, I'm sober as fuck. I need some juice before the show. She uses the term show loosely. Maggie, Killian, and crew, because they need a name, any name, don't rate the main stage as opener, much less headliner. They're sentenced to play the Bucking A Saloon, 2 nights, the early shows, post-rodeo drinkers, cheap cowboys, and buckle bunnies mostly, with the main crowd forking out the big-ticket price to see the Frontier Nights A-listers. Tomorrow night will be Kenny freaking Chesney, for Christ's sake. Shit. Cowboys aren't going to buy Americana albums. They're probably not even going to tip worth a damn. Brent shakes his head. Lead guitarist Davo, her sometimes hookup, for lack of any other contenders, says, "You promised you'd kiss the cowboy who wins the bull riding tonight. Pose for a picture. We need the PR." At least he's decent looking. Blonde, nice green eyes, magical fingers, long and sandpapery with calluses. He doesn't offer Maggie any money. I'm gonna get my ass pinched again. Fine, Brent peels off another 10, but only because that last guy left a bruise. She snatches it from him. Thank you. That makes 50. You'll get it tonight. And so the cycle goes. Brent turns back to the arena. Davo pulls her to him for a kiss, slips his tongue in. It feels mechanical and slobbery, and Maggie fights the urge to wipe her mouth. She hightails it to the concession. Bull riding is next, and she has to be behind the chutes for her duties. Then, straight to the Bucking A. The crowd is thick, and she puts a hand on the shoulder of a burly guy who, along with his buddies, is blocking her path to the 2 beers she intends to buy, along with whatever food she can afford with the money left over. "Excuse me, fellas," she says it in a sing-song voice. It hints of her soprano and its surprising smoky rasp. It turns heads. The men take her in. Their eyes widen. Maggie's dressed the part for her show tonight. A cowboy's wet dream,